ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट 21 एंड 22 इन द वर्ड 22 इज रिटन सो विल
रामस्तमाह पुरुषात् पुरीसा समहात् पुरीस यन्नः कंता समख्यमसताम मत्तापहृता स्वसद्दे त्यक्तत्रपस्य फलमद्य जुगुप्सितस्य यच्छामि कालैव कर्तुम् अलअङ्घ्रिवीर्यः
We'll read text 21 also, then go for 22. Text 21.
Rakhya pati sabala nashtima vekhyarishta aruhya yanam kathamam bhisasara ramam swasyandane dhimati matali nopanite vibhrajamanam hananishyate khirak prehe.
Translation. Thereafter, when Ravana, the king of Rakshasas, observed that his soldiers had been lost, he was extremely angry. Thus he mounted his aeroplane, which was decorated with flowers, and proceeded towards Lord Ramachandra, who sat on the effulgent chariot brought by Matali, the chariot driver of Indra. Then Ravana struck Lord Ramachandra with sharp arrows. Text 22. Ramastamaha purusat purisayannaha kanta samakhyam samatapurhita sabatte tyaktyatrapasya kalphalamadhya jugupsitasya yachami kalaiva kartum alangribirjah. Translation. Lord Ramachandra said to Ravana, "You are the most abominable of the man-eaters. Indeed, you are like their stool. You resemble a dog, for as dog steals eatables from the kitchen in the absence of the householder. In my absence, you kidnapped my wife, Sita Devi. Therefore, as Jamaraj punishes sinful men, I shall also punish you. You are most abominable, sinful, and sinless, shameless. Today, therefore, I, whose attempt never fails, shall punish you."
Purport. Nacha daivat param balam. No one can surpass the strength of the transcendence. Ravana was so sinful and shameless that he did not know what the result would be of kidnapping Mother Sita, the pleasure potency of Ramachandra. This is the disqualification of the Rakshasas. Asatyam apratishtham te जगत आहुर अनिश्वरम, द राक्षसस आर अनअवेयर दैट द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज द रूलर ऑफ द क्रिएशन. दे थिंक दैट एवरीथिंग हैज कम अबाउट बाय चांस और एक्सीडेंट एंड दैट देयर इज नो रूलर किंग और कंट्रोलर. देयरफॉर द राक्षसस एक्ट इंडिपेंडेंटली as they like, going even so far as to kidnap the goddess of Arjuna. This policy of Ravana is extremely dangerous for the materialist. Indeed, it brings ruin to the materialistic civilization. Nonetheless, because atheists are rakshasas, they dare to do things that are most abominable, and thus they are punished without fail. Religion consists of orders of Supreme Lord, and one who carries out these orders is religious. One who fails to carry out the orders of Lord is irreligious, and he should be punished. ओम अज्ञानं तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरोन्वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखा नितंश. नमों विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण. सो इन दिस पार्ट ऑफ भागवतम सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज डिस्क्राइबिंग इन समरी द रामचरित. लॉर्ड राम इज सो फेमस, सो ग्लोरियस, that even in Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami, while describing the pastimes of Krishna, he also mentioned two chapters of Ramayana, Glories of Lord Ram, but in very condensed form. Actually, the Rama-Ravana Juddha, it continued almost like 3 months or so. And only in between Rama and Ravana is for 1 month. different. But Sukadev Goswami in 2-3 verses finish. So in very short he is describing, but he is describing Ramayana. So particularly in these 2 verses he is describing about the fighting spirit, and fighting started already. Ravana started in 21, verse 21, he said, Ravana, when he was looking that all his soldiers are going to finish, he became so angry, extremely angry, and he rode his Puspak Viman, flowery aeroplane. Prabhupada showed this, the plane was decorated with flowers. Anyway, its name is Puspak Viman. This Puspak Viman, and he came, and without, usually, nowadays there is no fighting like such, front to front fighting. Now, everybody is hiding their own way. Some Padatik Bahini soldiers, they are going front, others are behind, throwing missiles and all that, you know, the war is like that. But
the Juddha Dharma, the Kshatriyas, they will go front to front and they will fight till death. They will not go away until their death. Because they have to murder the enemy in front, so they have to become very, in particularly to Raja Tamaguna, so that's why they abuse each other. Some vulgar language they to hit up them so that they can fight and murder. But here we can see that Ravana becomes so angry, extremely, he could not chastise even. He could not have, he came and started shooting arrows to Lord Ram. But Ramachandra, by seeing Ravana in this angry mood and attacking mood, Ramachandra, he is Supreme Lord. Whatever prowess is there in Ravana, maybe 10-headed or whatever, so much opulence and power, this is also the fraction of Lord Ram. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord is saying, Simat Urjitameva, Jajjat Vihutimat Sattang Simat Urjitameva, Tattat Eva Avagat Shattam, Mama Ansa Eka Ansa Samvat. Just in one small answer, part, Jajjat Vihutimat Sattang, whatever glories, whatever wonder, whatever power and opulence, whatever anywhere you are seeing, Vibhuti Masvatang, Srimat Urjita Evava, Srimat ya Urjita, whatever opulence, whatever power, opulence, strength, anything you are seeing, and to the maximum, you become astonished. Oh, like that. All these wonderful facts and figures. Tattat eva avagat shattang mama tejo ansa sambhavam. Arjun, what I will tell, fool, just try to understand this. All this constitute a fragment part of my tejo ansa, not mine. It is a part of my effulgence. Mama tejo ansa sambhavam. It is not my ansa. It is ansa of my ansa. My effulgence. Mama teju ansa sambhavam. So all this prowess and opulence, whatever in the Ravana, that is also teju ansa sambhava of Ram, in the Supreme. One thing, I don't know, anybody also can do, why Lord Ram put so much power and opulence and ahankar, all this there, and making him angry and fighting also with him? Are who he is in front of you? Why continue fight so long, this, that, and making him to up, then killing him? In one way, we can see that this is also Lord's teachings to us. This Ravana Juddha, this Mahabharata Juddha, where Lord himself taking part and fighting. Sometimes Lord want to enjoy the fighting spirit. And also he wants to teach us that, see, nowadays the materialist people, atheist, they are not accepting Lord's existence. They are saying everything by chance, everything, you know, like that, by nature, this, that. Are the nature belongs to your father or what? But they are thinking this nature, something like that. And it's the whole aim of materialist life is to enjoy. That is the prime goal of their life. In the whole life, if they can enjoy up to their maximum capacity, this is the success of their life. And they are trying whole life for that only. Actually, if we see, this human being is not meant for enjoyment, because the supreme enjoying things what we are considering ourselves, supreme enjoyment nowadays in the world, to enjoy bodily enjoyment, And we have so many obstacles are there. But if we become dog, pig, hog like that, then there is no obstacle. In the main road also you can enjoy. In front of public you can do that, day, night, whatever. And don't have tension. If contraceptive or whatever, if some one dozen issues, child there, how to maintain them, who will send them to Gurukul or convent school? No, nothing. Carelessly. So, without any trouble, without any obstacle, they can enjoy. So, in enjoyment, we are not comparison, we have no comparison with these animals or lower animals. Because human being is not meant for that. Not meant for enjoyment. Human body is only meant for self-realization. Tapo dibhyang putraka. We have to do some austerity to understand who we are, what is the nature, what is the Lord, and what is our duty. For self-realization. No other creatures can do that. So, in this kind of pastimes, the Lord is teaching us that see, in this achievement, even from Tritiya Yuga to this time also, who can be more powerful, more opulent like Ravana? Who can be? He was planning to construct a staircase of pure gold from his country to heaven. Yeah, and started working. Yes. Nowadays people cannot think of even, they cannot dream of even that. They are sending some Sputnik to moon planet, this, that. They also don't know whether it is fact or not. Based everything on lie. But Ravana was, he was already started constructing a staircase from Lanka to heaven. And his plan was that I will construct the staircase and I will send all these papajonis asuras, those who are busy in enjoying and doing sinful activities, I will send them, we go by the staircase directly to heaven. And those who are pious entities in heaven, I will bring down them, you come down. Yeah, I will change the rule. He was thinking to change the rule of the providence. That was his plan. It was so powerful that he can dare to kidnap the goddess of fortune, the wife of Supreme Lord. He was so powerful. But even if he was so powerful, so opulent, and full of many rakshasas, many support, this, that. But what is the end? The end, here we can see. Lord Ram, playfully, how he is finishing him up. Ravana started attacking with his sharp arrows, with extremely angry mood, attacking mood. Lord Ram started chastising him. Here in this verse, Ramastam aha purusada. Looking at Ravana, Lord Ramachandra started saying, Ram aha, what? You are purusada, man-eaters. Not only man-eaters, you are so abominable, you should be considered as their stool of man-eaters. You are not like man-eater. Those who are man-eater, rakshasas, they should be busy in eating mans. But you are not eating. You are stealing the property of others. You are lowest among the man-eaters, like their stool. Not even that, Lord Rama is saying, you should be considered as a dog. Your mentality is like dog. Why? Now dogs are looking forward some items to eat, and they are going to house, when they see that householder is absent, unmindful, then they will take the opportunity and steal the things. So you are same like dog mentality. When I was absent, you came to my hermitage and kidnapped my wife like a dog. And if you have some power, if you are some hero, if you are considering you are hero, then come when I am there present and fight and take. That is the action and mentality of heroes. When you are coward is dog, finding opportunity when the man is absent to steal it. What is this? Thinking yourself a so powerful king, what is your action? It's not matching to you. So I have to punish you. Ramachandra is considering that you are a man eater, purusada, stool of purusada, you are a dog, but he is not thinking to punish him like purusada or dog, like we punish dog. No, I will punish you like Jamaraj punish. Like Jamaraj, you are so criminal, such a crime you have done. So your punishment like Jamaraj punishes. Like Jamaraj punish, Jamaraj punishment is severe punishment. Jamaraj will not punish one your life. His punishment will starts when this body is finished. Because this body cannot take the punishment of Jamaraj. No? This body, if you one slab, you will fall flat and die. What punishment you will take? Jamaraj will feel unhappy. This body is totally unfit to take any kind of punishment. Useless body. Not for punishment even useful. So he said, leave this body. I will give a suitable body for punishment. That is called Jatana Sarir. Actually, we don't know. We are saying, what happened when you leave the body, then what happened, Arbab, what happened, you will take another body. Soul is always having somebody, either material or spiritual, or Jatana Sarir even. This Jatana Sarir is a body we don't know. We have not seen it in this material world. Because matter cannot sustain that kind of punishment, cannot take it. So that's why this Jatana Sarir is not available here. That kind of dress is not available here. That dress is available in Jamaloka. They will give this body, Jatana Sarir. In that body, then they will punish you. Severe punishment. In 5th canto Bhagavatam, in last part, when the Naraka Varnan is there, some particular type of adharma or papa, sin, full activities, and what is the punishment? Sometimes they will put like we are frying puris, you know, papa puris, like full grown up puris, like that. They will put in, and that's in the oil full of kadai, full bubbling, and they will fry us in Jatana Sarir. You will full fried up, but you will feel the pain and suffering, but you will not die. You will not die. Sometimes they will tell to embrace those who are nowadays this kind of activities are going on, you know, everywhere this kind of rape case and this, that. Is this kind of crime, and then the punishment is that there is a copper pillar made of copper, and on the bottom there they will put fire, red hot copper pillar, completely red, and they will tell you, go and embrace it, kiss it. Hare Baba, in a second I will finish, no? You have to go. Baba, I will die. You will not die. You will only suffer. They will beat you and force you to go and embrace it. and just imagine what kind of pain and suffering you will get. But we will not die. We will not die. This Jatana Sari is such a special Sari body that no matter whatever punishment, severe to severe punishment will give, but we will not die. But we will suffer full pain and suffering. So these are the arrangements of Jamaraj. So Ramachandra is thinking, what punishment will give? This body will not take sustain also. I will punish you like Jamaraj punish. Means, oh ho ho, imagine a punishment in Jatana Sarir. Severe punishment. So that kind of punishment I will give you. So Prabhupada started the purpose in the verse number 21. Prabhupada didn't write anything. He said in the fighting what to write. But in this particular verse when Ramachandra is chastising, he has not started fighting it, chastising Ravana like this, calling out his names like that. Prabhupada is writing his purport, his feeling is that, in the beginning of the purport he is saying, nobody can surpass the power of the transcendence. It's impossible. Daiva, the power of transcendence, nobody can surpass it. The first and foremost understanding is that there is something, somebody is there behind the whole soul, and he is powerful. And this is astic mentality. But those who are atheist, like Ravana followers, they are not thinking like that. Prabhupada started the purport from this point of view. What is the point of view of understanding the atheist? They think that no, the whole jagat ahur anishwaram. There is no Ishwara in this. We are the Ishwaras. This whole universe is meant for our enjoyment only. We are the enjoyer. We should enjoy. So they never accept the existence of the Lord. There is some supreme controller is there, they never accept. But they have to accept at the end. They have to accept in the end, but their acceptance is very terrible, very full of suffering, painful. And in the end of the purport, Prabhupada is concluding that, so, by we should understand by this such kind of incident that we have to follow the orders of the Supreme Lord. The following of the orders of the Supreme Lord is religion, and not following the order of Supreme Lord is irreligion. This is the only difference. What is the religion? The rules given by the Lord, and we have to follow it. And these atheist rakshasas and the Ravana party people, they never think something religion. They said, we are, whatever we do, that's a religion. We are the enjoyer, we are the controller, whatever we do, that is religion. So, no matter whatever they think, whatever they do, but truth is truth always. So, the one right example is here, like Ravana. In Ravana's time, he was the supermost power, not only in strength, in opulence also. And in many yugas, like in Dwapara Yuga, Duryodhana, many years like that, but none of them they achieved their goal. A very terrible, miserable end at death time they are facing. So those who are not accepting the existence of the Lord, following the orders and rules of the Lord, they have to face the end like that.
Maybe during their life, people are saying, oh, they are flourishing, they are enjoying. What has happened? We are going to Lord, we are doing, following everything, we are following religion, we see, we are suffering, and see how they are promoting their progress. Arey Baba, they are progressing. Then what do you see? That is the law of nature. Law of nature wants to punish them, but immediately punishment, then it is futile. So what is the punishment principle? If you do some crime, then they will promote you, take to the up. If you give you a, if you want to make you fall down here, then what will happen? You will grow up. But if I will take you to the 5th floor or 7th floor or 10th floor, come to the 10th floor, and there I throw you, then something will happen. So that is the procedure here. First they will get promotion. Those who are doing illegal things, doing irreligion, the law of nature will, okay, go ahead. Hurray, these people, see, we should do like that. They are enjoying and we are not. Arey Baba, wait and see. Keep patience and see. They will go to the top and from there they will be thrown out. Because from here if they throw, they will not even fracture their hands and legs. They will take to the 32 floors and from there they will make him fall down. Then they will become chutney. So that is the arrangement. According to the degree of irreligious things, sinful activities, and they will be taken to the up, that much up, and from there then they will be thrown off. All happens to this kind of people, and this is also example here. So by reading this, by hearing this, we should get the lesson that if personality like Ravana, who was such a powerful and opulent and so powerful of prowess, if he is having, who can dare to steal the wife of Supreme Lord? Who can dare to fight such a powerful personality? What is happening here? So if we consider ourselves, what is the power of us? We are fit nowhere we are fit. So negligible. So we should not have any thought or any option except follow the orders of the Supreme Lord. We should not think even that. Because those who are really powerful, by denying Lord's order, and this is the end they have to go through. So we should learn a lesson. If this kind of people, they are going through this, then who we are? So that's why in the end Prabhupada is saying, that's why we should try our best to follow the orders of the Lord. This is the religion. So now some may think, what is the order of the Lord? Here he said, this is the religion, you have to follow the order of the Lord. Then what is the order? And the order, then you have to know. How do I know? How do you know? Before you start asking all these things, before you start enjoying your body, enjoying this world, first thing we have to know how to enjoy, how to stay, how to behave in this world. You know, this is very common sense. If you buy any electronic items or any medicine bottle or anything, they will give some leaflet, some manual, user guide. So you have to go through it first and how to use it, how to take it, the procedure you have to follow. Otherwise they will not take any guarantee. So like that, the guideline is here. And it is not that after the guideline, when this
manufacturer manufacture this world and manufacture us also. At same time he gave this manual guide also. These are the guidebooks, manuals, Bhagavad Gita. That is the direct words of Lord. So it is our duty to first go through this and know what he wants us to do. The whole Bhagavad Gita, if you thoroughly go through it again and again, then you come to one concluding understanding that is nothing is there, only to surrender to Lord. Surrender unto me. That is the final. So that is the only our, that should be the only our duty, to surrender to the feet of the Lord. That's it. The whole process is only for that. Our body, our senses, our intelligence, our mind, everything is given just to surrender to him and work for him. Again, any layman can understand. Suppose an employer, he has many employees in any company or government or any institution, anywhere. If the employer is paying to his employees, any of us, if we are getting payment and many kind of facilities and all that we are getting, so you can ask, why he is paying us, why he is giving so much facilities, car and house, all these things, why he is giving? Because we have to work for him. He is giving us to, we have to work for him, isn't it? In this material world also, it's very common thing, anybody is giving you any facility, anything, it's because you have to work for him. You have to use all these things for him. Then he will provide you facility to work for him. He will take care of your maintenance. Similarly, whatever we got, this body, this mind, intelligence, this world, this air, ether, fire, water, everything belongs to whom? Who gave this to us? We are fighting futilely with us, but actually it's given by the employer. We are the employees. And this is very common understanding. If we are getting this from him and using it every second, forget all other things, just consider about the air. If Lord will stop air, he said, I will not give, then what will happen to us? How many days? Forget the days. How many hours? No, not even hours. How many minutes or how many seconds we can exist? So if he is giving everything that we need, everything that we need is given by him. So it is very layman understanding, very common understanding, then we should work for him. Forget about work for him, you don't know whether he is there or not. That is the position. We are gentlemen, we don't know that somebody is there, we are using his things. Hare Baba, you are all thieves, like dogs, stealing. Stena eva saha. Somebody asked me, are you people are eating prasad? What is prasad? Food and prasad, what difference? You are making the roti, chapati, puri and taking and wings, eating same thing, eating amu, well, same thing, the khana and prasad, what is the difference? No, difference is not there. Same thing we are eating. Then why you are making so much halla gulla? No, you have to offer prasad, eat this, that. I said, try to understand. If you will not offer and eat, then you will be considered as a thief and you will be punished. You will commit sin. What kind of sin? Because you are stealing somebody's property. And this is sin and you will be punished. No, I am not stealing. How can I say like that? Then I say, okay, consider, what is the stealing? What do you mean by stealing? Stealing means, if you take something belongs to somebody without his permission. Suppose there is a mobile phone and you want to use it. Without asking his permission, if you take it, then he will call you as a thief. Isn't it? Yeah, he can file a case against you. But if you ask him and take, no, no. Prabhu, he has taken, no, he asked me already, no problem. I told him to use it. Then there is no sin. Just, this is the difference, very simple, subtle understanding. If you just ask for permission and use it, no sin, finish. Bold, you can use it. But without asking permission, if you use it, then you are a thief. This is sin, you will be punished. Same thing, you are eating, we are eating. But we are eating asking permission, this is offering. Offering means we are taking permission from the Lord, this Lord belongs to you. We want to use it, we want to eat it. So please permit us for eating. So Lord said, okay, go ahead. Eat, otherwise you will die. So whatever you eat or drink, we should take permission from Lord, because this is not our thing, it is his thing. So this permission taking, asking for permission, this is called offering. And you people, without asking his permission, started using immediately, you are eating sin. You are thief, and you will be punished. This is the difference between prasad and khana. This is permission sanction, it is without permission. Isavasyam idam sarvam jat kinchyat jagatyam jagat. In this jagat, everything belongs to him. So anything we want to use, we should ask for his permission. That is the process. If you use it without taking permission, then we will be punished. Very simple thing. So that is the principle, the religion, to follow the orders of the Supreme Lord. Chintam apare, in 16th chapter, when Krishna is comparing the demoniac mentality with the demigod, Daivasura Sampada Yoga. Chintam apareyam cha palayantam upasrita kamopabhoga parama. So that is same thing here. Kama upabhoga parama upabhoga. To enjoy, this is the main goal of life. That is their philosophy. But the order of the Supreme is that, okay, you want to enjoy, you can enjoy, but you cannot enjoy without me. You have to take permission from me and you can enjoy. Enjoying separate from the Lord, that is Ravana's followers. Ravana is doing like that. But you can enjoy. You want to enjoy. Everybody want to enjoy. Enjoy. But following the religion, taking proper permission, then you can do that. The real enjoyment is that if we help the Lord to enjoy, then we will automatically get the enjoyment. But we snatch the Lord's property to enjoy, that's what Ravana is doing. So this kind of thing will happen. So bell is not ringing. Now what's again? 3 minutes. That's it. So is there any question? Yes.
Thank you. Because only in human life we have to do these things, but when other species of life,
mm.
we have crossed 84,000 millions of life,
mm.
in those life we never think that we have to offer any eat.
That is, the rule is not applicable for them. No, they are not karmajoni. So there is no punya, no papa there. This is only meant for this human body.
In other body, whatever you are committing,
they never commit sin. No, this is not applicable to them. A cat will eat a mouse, no sin. But if you take a potato, you will have sin. This sin and right, is only applicable to human body. This is karma journey. Yeah.
3 months.
Yeah.
And after 3 months, he killed him.
Mm.
So, what was the reason that he took so much time?
To show us, see, the scene. I told two reasons. One reason, Lord wants to enjoy also the fighting spirit, rasa. And the another, to teach us, see this severe thing, how they are finishing up. By seeing that, we should learn a lesson that if this kind of person are going this kind of end, then who we are? So better we should subsidize ourselves and try to do bhajan.
So Lord, only in two births he is fighting, then third birth when they do Shishupal and Dhanuvatra, he is not fighting with them, he is just killing them. So can you explain something about that one?
Shishupal, Dantabhakra case, Shishupal was ready to fight, but he didn't get any chance. He was only scolding. Before fighting, this Ramachandra scolding, no? this is required. She started criticizing and scolding, that is as good as fighting. And then when the due quota is over in scolding, so then he stopped. And Lord said, why you to kill? Already 2 times I have killed him. This time I will send out just by cold. Ram already enjoyed the fighting rasa 2 times. Yes, now I don't want, it's out. You know? Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. What is the difference between the enjoyment of animals and the enjoyment of human beings? The same degree while eating or breathing or whatever?
Same thing. In the level of enjoyment, same. When we are enjoying, then we are like animal. They are also doing, you are also doing. That 4 things are common, na? Eating, mating, and ahara, nidra, bhaya, maithun. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. These are common. Same, they are doing, you are doing same thing. Only body structure, we are some difference, otherwise same thing. No difference.
The degree of enjoyment,
no, degree, they are getting more degree, Baba. You are fearing so much. Bhoge roga bhayam. If I enjoy, I may get sick. I may immediately get diseased. Isn't it? You are fearful. Fearful of the community, fearful of the disease, fearful of the reaction, many confer. They are fearless. So their degree is better than you. So that's, I'm saying, if you want to enjoy, then we should go to this body, animal body. They are better than us in enjoyment, far better than us. Okay?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much, Maharaj, for the enlightenment. One thing is making problem open right now. The Rakshas, the mentality of Rakshas, therefore the Rakshas act independently as they think. So, my question or my doubt is like that, even if coming to Krishna consciousness, sometime we act, sometime not of time, we act independently. So, this is like a the dress of
the devotee wearing like a Rakshasa? Yes, of course. Independent mentality is a Ravana mentality. Rakshasa mentality.
Even acting like a devotee, like
you, whatever. Devotee means fully dependent upon Lord. Actually, Lord has given a minute independence to us. That independence should be used only to depend upon Him. That is the proper use of independence. Then you are properly, really independent. If you are fully dependent upon Him. That is the proper end. That is not good, but doing parikrama, reading Bhagavatam, any, that is the bhakti anga. Actually, it is already order sanctioned by the Lord. Lord has told, given us order in Bhagavad Gita, man mana bhava, mad bhakta bhava, mad yaji, mat namaskuru. So in these four things if you do, it's already sanctioned. It's already permitted already. So you are not independent. You are following His order. But you have to take permission from the service authority that whether you do that or do that, which is first, which is second, you have to follow that also. But otherwise it is already. No, yes. Okay. Granthra Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki.